Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in mid-February. I don't know about where you are, but it's cold and wintry. And you know what? You can either bitch or embrace it, and I'm on the embrace it side. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, that's right. It is cold out there, baby. Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, right.
Today, as usual, we are being produced by the Wizard of the Big Board, Mr. Brian Fonger. Take a bow. And we want to you today, for our bumper music, we want to request some nice tropics music. I'm thinking a little Leon Russell, Back to the Island, some stuff like that. A little Buffett, some, you know, not Warren.
Right.
But little Kenny Chesney, Money. Toes in the sand kind of stuff. Can you do that there, Brian?
Yeah.
All right. So it's all about the dog today. We're so glad you joined us because we're a couple of hot dogs on the radio. And we just thought we'd share our real passion with you instead of always talking about the easy stuff like brisket.
Yeah. You know, the universal tube steak is something that... everybody has put on the grill.
If universal you've grilled tube steak.
If you have grilled anything, you've grilled a hot dog in some form or fashion. There's sausages and German wieners and some with real casings and some with that are man-made chicken lips and everything in between. But we're gonna dive into it in several different ways today. But
when you say it like that, you make it sound sexual.
Right.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. So my point is that this weekend I've got an opportunity to give back a little bit. We've got a Boy Scout troop that is doing some of their winter badge work, right?
Oh, and I did so, that.
Yeah.
Klondike Derby.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're polar bear and they're all that other stuff. Well, these young men need to be fed.
Did you ever do the Boy Scouts?
Oh, yeah.
So you did this
stuff? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And
it gets pretty cold out there,
yes,
too, when you got to stay all day.
Right, and I didn't make the Eagle Scout, but I got a couple of my Shartucky buddies that did. Oh. I just bailed early, but they made it through, and I was jealous of them and wish that I hadn't done it as I got older because it's just one of those things as a young man you can accomplish, and it's around. But I didn't make it. But the point of this is
that's
is
been
that
a
these
cloud
little,
hanging over your head ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I can tell you've had a chip on your shoulder.
Right, yeah, right. Rather than an eagle on my badge, right? Yeah, so, but anyway, these guys are gonna be needing some food. And so when I get done with the show here, I'm taking the tech, which is the infrared grill, and just a big old box of hot dogs and buns and all the condiments that go with it, and I'm going to go cook for the Scouts.
You could literally set that grill right on the ice because all the heat goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing goes down.
Right, yep. So
We're going to
go, yeah, then you got a grill on your hands and knees, and that's not my gig,
I'm
man.
I'm frozen to the ice.
Yeah, right. But I did this. This is the third year I've done this, and the last year I had a little assistant. I had one of the kids that all of a sudden took a huge interest in the grilling.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story.
Right, so I just turned it over to him.
Nice.
And I stepped away and taught him a couple things so he didn't get burned.
This is a little timeout and I want a little comeuppance here. Did you have any toddies when you were out there?
Oh,
were you sneaking
anything
on the side?
I wouldn't do that. Not with the Scouts. Scouts honor, whichever one that is. How many fingers is that?
Because I think you're with a brewer when you're out there.
Yeah,
so.
I am. Yep. The Baritone of Beer, Chaz, he helps organize this thing. So, but anyway, so later today, around noontime, I'm going to be out cooking for about 30 of them that are going to be there. And it's always a great time. And to see these little guys, and they got lots of questions, and they're trying to, you know,
did
get
you
their
ever,
badges.
Did you ever do the Klondike Derby?
What? No, I did not. That one, I mean, we did the Soapbox Derby with the little cars, but Klondike
is
in the winter.
I'm talking about that Klondike. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the tough one. That's what I'm talking about. This kind of weather. Oh, boy.
And what
and
is,
back in the 70s, your winter...
I'm not sure we got listeners that are that old,
Your
Bob.
Winter camping gear was nothing like it is now.
Yeah.
We had wool socks and leather boots, okay? Right. Maybe rubber boots.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, you know, like the stuff I've got now for hunting, my muck Arctics
right.
and stuff like that from Allen Bob's. No.
Right.
You didn't have any of that.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Technology has been your friend when it comes to hunting clothing.
Yeah, our little wool mittens were frozen.
Right.
I remember my job being... I had to make pancakes on an open fire the next morning because you had these check stations, right?
Right.
So you had to go build a fire, and then you had a log, and you had to hold the pan on one side of the log, flip the pancake up in the air, slide the pan under the log, and catch the pancake on the other side,
oh.
right side down.
I see. So this is a...
I did it first try.
Really?
It was so lucky.
Yeah, right. And there begins Barbecue Bob's yes, right. love of
pancakes.
The skillet.
Yeah. It wasn't a Dutch oven. So this show is all about the dogs, and good thing you're going to be dogging it today for the Boy Scouts.
I look forward to this every year. And it is a great time.
I understand that, and I'm sure that those boys will love having a nice hot what'd you call it? Universal tube steak? Is
right.
that what
yep.
it was?
That's exactly
that's
what
a,
it is.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But so on the show, just so you know, we have like about the most famous hot dog company in the world. It's called Nathan's. Maybe you've heard of it.
I have.
You've had them.
Don't they have a little contest every year?
And they have a little contest.
There used to be a Chinese guy that won it. Now there's an American guy that'll pack down, what, in an hour or something? How long they give them to eat? But it's 60-some or... something, and I, man, that's just got to be a mess during the day.
Yeah, well, maybe we can ask him about that. So we're going to be talking with the VP of Marketing at Nathan's. Of course, it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk to our buddy at Crankers, because in the Great Lakes area, and even on the East Coast, the Coney Island dog is kind of a big deal.
Right.
And Coney Island being on the East Coast, you'd think it'd be a big deal there. But they do have Coney dogs at Nathan's, too.
Right.
And they have pretzel dogs. You know those cool little garlic toast things with the cheese we had? Well, Nathan's makes those with a weenie inside.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a cool concept. I'm feeling really hungry. And then so we're going to talk to Crank and Crankinopolis. And then we're going to talk about building your own hot dog bar and throwing a party and having a major league dog bar at your party. And we've done this about two or three other times before, but I love hot dogs.
Right.
And I love building crazy hot dog bars and making up just a fantastic. I'm so hungry right now, I can't even take it. Yeah. I want a hot dog so stinking bad. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, they are good, and I enjoy it. So, you know, that's one of the things about taking these scouts out is that I always struggle because I got to haul all this stuff in to where we're at, right?
Get a sled.
Well, I got my ice fishing sled, little jet sled. I set the grill on there, but then you got a propane tank because I'm not doing charcoal. I'm using the tech.
Well, you need to borrow a snowmobile.
Right. Well, you know, then you got a trailer to that, and it just starts going on. And it's like anything else you do is it's a great idea that when you start putting all the tables and the condiments and all that together, it's like, holy crap, I got a lot of junk I got to haul out here just to cook a couple dogs for these boys.
You know, in the fourth segment, we're going to talk about getting into shape. So maybe maybe this is the beginning for you.
Well,
the new beginning.
That'd be better than the end. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, so I think we should take a little break, and we need to talk to Nathan's World Famous Hot Dogs. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I think that's good people. They're going to talk a little bit about their contest with us, I'm sure, and as well as what makes a Nathan's hot dog, because they have their own unique taste and flavor, and we're going to figure it out. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo.